Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Hello to you, Danielle. Good morning.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Are you well today?
I'm not so bad. How are you?
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you a student?
I am, yeah. I'm a third year BEd in St. Pat's and Drumcondra.
How's it going for you?
Pretty good, yeah. I've just finished an exchange program in Sweden, so.
Oh, Sweden of all places.
Yeah.
How fascinating. I'd love to go to Sweden. Did you enjoy yourself there?
I absolutely loved it. Beautiful country. I'd recommend anyone to go.
How long were you there for?
5 months.
Great, okay. And now you came back and what are you doing for the summer? You're working or what are you?
Yeah, working and spending time with family because I think they kind of missed me. So.
Yeah. You don't have to be humble about that. They did miss you. It's a matter of fact. You know, it was, I think, what day are we on now? It was only Tuesday that the news from Berkeley was breaking. And you obviously, as a student, a young person, would be have a great interest in that story and a great sadness.
Yeah, of course. I mean, especially after being abroad myself, it kind of close to home a little bit. I have a group of friends that are over in Berkeley at the minute, actually.
Oh, so you have? How are they doing?
They're good. A little bit shaken by the events, and obviously they were kind of overwhelmed by the response of their family whenever people were like asking if they were okay and everything. But other than that, I think they're doing okay.
Okay. And what was it about that? What's been happening the last few days, Danielle, that made you want to talk to us or contact us this morning?
It was just like talking to my friends and seeing kind of like the aftermath of the tragedy and how the media were acting towards them kind of shocked me. It's nothing I'd actually witnessed myself before, so it was the first time kind of hearing about what happened behind like all the reporting and everything.
Now, you'll have to explain that to me. What do you mean?
Well, the boys are living in the same block of flats that the accident happened in, just on the other side of the building. And like they've been telling me about being ambushed on their way out to work and not being able to leave their apartment because they don't want to be interviewed. And some of the boys having their pictures used and quotes that have never actually been said being used in papers. And it just seems like a bit of a crazy situation over there, especially at such a sad time.
Yeah. And they find this whole thing just overwhelming and disturbing.
Yeah. Well, it's like they're trying to get on with it and kind of just accept what has happened, but it's hard for them to do it when they're being surrounded and asked to comment and all of this on a daily basis.
Can you understand the media interest in it? I'd be coming at it from the media point of view, and I don't mean to be distasteful or disrespectful to the story of that's happened and the families that are suffering, but you know, the media want to get the story. They want to ask as many questions as they can to get clarity of the story. You know where they're coming from.
Of course, and like I was self-watching it like a hook because I knew all of my friends were over there in Berkeley, and I was really like trying to find the most up-to-date news and everything. So I appreciate that it's necessary, but it's just hard for the people that are over there, and I can't imagine people who have been like very closely affected by the tragedy. It must be really affecting them a lot too.
And is it kind of all journalists, all American journalists, Irish? There'll be a contingent of Irish journalists over there now. What sort of?
I'm not sure in particular where they were from, but they were. The boys were featured on RTE News, so they've had some contact with Irish journalists too. So
yeah, I saw two fellas on the news the other evening. One with a beard and one without a beard.
Yeah, that was them.
Were they your friends?
And they're friends of my boyfriend who's over there. So
those guys would have been voluntarily given their time decently enough to respond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So no issue there.
No issue there.
But it's the bit that where they've done their bit now and they just want to move to the next bit and try and mourn quietly among themselves.
Yeah, and it just means that like they're faced with this when they're trying to get on with their like work and just their everyday lives, and it's kind of affecting them a lot, I think.
Yeah, I can imagine. Although, you know, it's such an enormous story and such a sad story that the building they're in has become a place, huge focus point now for the world, or at least the Irish media and a certain amount of the American media and families, that it's going to be unavoidable for a few days anyway.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of understandable because especially with, I've kind of noticed that the Irish, there's like a great solidarity there, so we all are kind of trying to connect with them over there and everything, so it's understandable in that respect. I just think they need some time to kind of process it.
Yeah, just respect if they request the privacy, leave them at it.
Exactly.
I don't know if you saw what the New York Times wrote about the J1 students.
Yeah, it was kind of appalling, especially like it's not just J1 students they're talking about; it's just Irish students in general. So
yeah.
this like reputation that we have like in across like international media was kind of something I faced as well when I was abroad, and like people saying, oh yeah, you Irish, you know how to have a good time. But at the same time, like, this reputation is something of our character, and I think we just need to appreciate the fact that the whole world kind of has this idea of us as like fun loving and like welcoming, and just the fact that they took this sort of impression that they have of us and flipped it over and turned it into something that was really wholly disrespectful was something I really
It was repulsive journalism,
yeah.
By one of the most respected newspapers on the planet.
Yeah,
it's a super newspaper with excellent journalism. Anytime I'm in the States, I'll always buy the New York Times in the morning with a cup of coffee. It's a great paper. No, honestly, but to publish a report talking about the Irish like that was just breathtaking in its stupidity and in its ignorance and in its lack of respect for people who are in the middle of mourning.
I totally agree.
And I was so impressed by Mary McAleese, who wrote to them to say,
yeah,
this is not acceptable. And, you know, that's not the way to do it.
I was really touched by what she said on the radio this morning as well. It was really interesting to hear, like, her perspective on it. And it really showed that, like she said, that the people who are grieving and mourning don't have time to defend their children.
That's right.
While Ireland does, we can defend them, and everyone has, which is like a really, really nice testament to the Irish community.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lovely intervention by a very smart woman, and I'm delighted she did it, because the families have to be respected so much in this at this time. You know, there's no doubt about it. So, fair play to her on that one. In the meantime, Danielle, your boyfriend's over there.
Yeah.
And is he in the same building? Did you say, or is he near?
Yes.
Near.
He was in the same block of flats.
Okay, so did he attend the party or not, or what was his?
No, he wasn't at it because the boys have work in the morning, so they were all asleep, but they just heard the sounds and woke each other up so they could contact their families because they knew that they would be getting calls. So
Yeah, it's been a tough few days, I'd say, for one and all.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, thanks for getting in touch and shedding a bit of light on that angle of this story, Danielle, and good luck with the rest of your studies.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, look after yourself and take it easy.
Bye.
Bye for now.